turn your Bibles, if you will. I want to talk a little bit about the good measure this morning. The good measure out of Luke 6:38. How many of you know there's a good measure? And God never gives us something that's too short. You got to understand that he never gives you just barely enough. Now, you can make it work that way in your life. But when God gives, he gives you more than what you sowed. Every single time, he always gives you more than what you sowed. Now, if you are a sparing giver, now you got some issues that God didn't intend for you to have. Because now you're going to get it back sparingly. Now you're going to get as much as you can get in a sparing environment because you're getting a return. But how many of you know that's not the plan of God? He says if you give bountifully, guess what you'll get? A bountiful return. Oh. All right. Are you at Luke 6:30? Let me get there and then we'll be on the same page. Thank you so much, honey. Luke 6:38. Verse 38. Happy birthday, Mom. She's in heaven. This is her first heavenly birthday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for good mothers. Hallelujah. Luke 6:38. If you have it, say I have it. And it reads like this. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Somebody say good measure. We're just going to read the whole verse. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. So what he's saying, you cannot not sow and expect the harvest. You can't even get a good measure if you're not a giver. So the word is what produces faith, right? So love and obedience to that word causes it to operate. Say love and or obedience, because love is obedience. It's not a feeling. It is obeying the word, causes the word to operate in our lives. Now he says, if you give, there's something ought to come back to you. Now, what we look for a lot of time is just money. But sometimes you need wisdom. Sometimes you need somebody to share a recipe with you or something. See, we don't look at all the stuff that God will give back to us. We're just looking for the money. He says, give and you'll get a return. You said, but I thought that's the whole plan. I give money, get money back, everything reproduce, everything, and that is absolutely right. All right, but we got to start the cycle of giving at some point in our lives that I had to get to the place where it just really freaked me out in my giving. What do you mean by that? I had to give enough that where my mind was going like, if I don't trust God, there ain't nothing that's happening. And if you've never given to that degree, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because, see, there's a different levels of return. There are different levels of giving. Because some people give just because that's a habitual habit of theirs to give. They got a certain amount. They're going to give that no matter what. I mean, see, now that's that good measure I'm talking about. Increase beyond that, you're gonna have to what this says, good measure. Then there's a press down measure, there's a shaking together measure, and then there's a running over measure. But you got to give on the level to get that measure. You can't give on the good measure and get the running over, and that's where we made a lot of our mistakes. Because we're trying to stay in the same zone where we are comfortable in our giving, but we expect them running over. Running over puts you in a zone where it's going to test your faith just a little bit more than it's been tested. So a good measure harvest is a harvest that yields what is beneficial to affect change. it gives you the ability to sow more seed and you still have a little left over. That's what a good measure does. It keeps you so you can continue to sow. So you must make the word and time spent with the Holy Spirit a priority in order to receive a good measure harvest. See, this is the principle. Principles are key in the Bible. Principles are absolutely key. Not formulas, principles. If you don't spend time in the word and prayer and making that a priority, your measure is going to have a struggling time trying to get to you. So this is not a careless, thoughtless harvest. Its whole assignment unto you is to affect change in your financial portfolio. It's trying to get you where you can do the next level. That's what good measure does. It brings you to a press down. It's called increase. So it's got an assignment unto you. The good measure has an assignment. But if you stick yourself in the good measure can't move any further than you willing to sow. So every now and then I challenge myself. And I just do something out of the box. And I just say, okay, Lord, it's you and I. And I went back and I checked my record. I pulled out my tithes and offering statement from 2021. And I looked what I gave the whole year in 21. And then in 22, it's like, where did this money come from? Because by the June, I had given in June what I gave the whole year in 21. Because I was challenging, not God, me. Because in order to increase, you got to do something that your skin just don't like. Your flesh not going to like it. But in order to increase, you got to increase from a good measure. And there's nothing wrong with a good measure. Look at your neighbor, says nothing wrong with good measure. Everybody got to have a starting point. But how many of you know they don't expect you to stay at the starting line forever when you're running a race? How many of you know some of the people in here, y'all been in races before, you participated. When they shoot the gun or however they start the race, they don't expect you to stay at the starting line and say you're winning. They want you to move. That's the whole point, right? That's what makes it a race. Oh. So look at your neighbor. Say, it's never the word's fault when you don't get a harvest. See, because the word is always producing. It is always productive. Just like natural seed, the word has the power hidden within it to produce itself. However, everything is dependent upon the treatment it gets. What I do with that word, how I handle it, because the good measure is trying to get me to the press down. It's trying to get me to the press down measure so that where I have more than enough. The good measure keeps me running and maintaining. Press down says you have more than enough. Because the key is to get me to running over where I become a distributor. And I'm not inhibited by my own circumstance because I'm free from debt. I'm free from debt. See, that's where God wants all of his people to be. That we be free from debt and we not be inhibited when he says give. He doesn't want us locked in. Come on, stand to your feet.